You know, marauding hordes just aren't nearly the problem they used to be. But you never know when you might need a good catapult. This summer, William Gerstel will travel the land demonstrating his catapulting technique. Mr. Gerstel is a mechanical engineer and author of a new book, The Art of the Catapult. William Gerstel joins us from his home in Minneapolis. Mr. Gerstel, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
You're going to travel with your own catapult, or you're going to build one wherever you go?
Building the catapult was rather a large endeavor. It took a long time. And now that I've got one that's pretty good, I'm going to take this one with me as I go.
How big is your catapult?
Well, this is a kind of a small one. It's about 6 feet long, 4 feet wide, and 10 feet high.
What are you going to fling around?
Well, the catapult is kind of sized to fling melons. It's a pretty good fruit shooter, but it also heaves water jugs, small rocks, things of that nature.
Now, in olden times, what did people use to catapult?
You know, typically people would think of them as throwing big rocks,
yeah.
But they threw all sorts of diverse things, hornets' nests, baskets of venomous snakes, diseased horses.
Oh.
Yeah. I think the worst of all was something called Greek fire. Mm-hmm. And basically it was like an ancient form of napalm. It was this gooey, sticky, unquenchable, fiery liquid that they would put into earthen pots and fling it over castle walls. It was pretty horrible.
People have been known to catapult human beings, haven't they?
Yes. In fact, in ancient times, that was something they would do with the bodies of captured soldiers, is they would catapult bodies back over the wall in sort of a form of psychological warfare.
Mr. Gerstel, what's your fascination with catapults?
Well, you know, Scott, I've always been interested, in, as far as I can remember, in things that go whoosh, boom, or splat. And I think there's a certain innate interest in a lot of people of these things that go whoosh, boom, or splat. And I think there's really no better example of a machine that does that than a catapult. There's a certain grace and beauty in the whole idea of catapulting things. It's not just how big a thing you can catapult. It's sort of the whole look and feel of throwing an item in a high parabolic arc, making it land where you want it to land, and doing it with a big medieval machine.
Recognizing that we don't want anyone under a certain age to try this, catapults are the kind of thing you can do at home as a hobby?
Oh, yeah. You don't need to make a really large, pumpkin shooting catapult. People I know make smaller ones that are good for hurling, which is, the right term, water balloons and things of that nature. I think, personally, it's fine for, it's a PG-rated hobby. Anybody over 13 should be fine with something like that. Use a little common sense. It's not dangerous a bit.
Well, Mr. Gerstel, have a nice summer fling.
I will.
Speaking from Minneapolis, William Gerstel, author of The Art of the Catapult.